So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, sports. And what means Mike Kosky.
Voit pitch. There it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Luke Voit. Cool hand Luke fills the Voit. Oh, that Voit is a droid. Hey.
That's enough of that. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Guy's a jackass.
Hey, he's a homer. There's no doubt about it. But you know what, dude? Do you remember when the Yankees bought up a kid that was hitting a lot of homers one of the years they won the World Series? He looked a lot like Mickey Mantle. Do you remember that kid's name? I forget.
No.
Oh, anyways, he had a really great September when he was brought up. And they kept him on the squad the next year and wasn't so great. This Luke Voit reminds me a lot of that. Major league pitchers haven't seen a lot of him. They're obviously throwing him fastballs that he can hit because he looks like a big old country boy. And he's got like 8 home runs in like 10 games.
And he's got about 20 errors too.
But I'm just talking about his hitting. But anyway, so the Yankees won a big game last night. They had to win that game.
Yeah, you could thank an ex-Met for it. Familia got the Yankees started last night. He walked in a run, walked a couple more guys, and he got the Yankees started scoring some more runs. Then they brought in another reject, Fernando Rodney, who's pitched on about 97 teams. So, Oakland went to their let's use a pitcher an inning routine last night, and they got beat.
And the only team that really does that successfully against the Yankees is Tampa Bay. They beat the Yankees all the time. Every time they play them, they use the pitcher in anything, and they just shut the Yankees down.
Well, Oakland only got 2 hits last night, so the Yankees won because of their pitching last night. Because with the Yankees, all you have to do is put the ball in play, and they're going to make a few errors. And that's what didn't happen last night, and that's how the Yankees won this game.
Yeah, Happ pitched another good game.
Yeah, he pitched really well. He had a very low pitch count. He only pitched 78 pitches through 6. So then Boone went to the book of idiot managers and then went to as a pitcher an inning and almost blew it when Roberts threw 25% of the pitches that Happ threw in one inning, Robertson. And they got away with it last night. It was an off night for Oakland, and the Yankees took advantage of it.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
The Mets got scalped last night. They were winning 4-0 to the Dodgers. Final score, 11-4. So nothing good for the Mets again last night. Boston beat Atlanta 5-1, so they just keep running away with it. And Houston won again last night. They're back to being very, very strong. And where else can we go here? Where are they? I'm looking for them here. Cleveland won 9-3 yesterday. So the teams that are expected to win won last night.
All right, and Seattle really is out of it now. They're 10 games back with, what, 20-some games to go?
Well, we'll find out this weekend. They play the Yankees. That'll be it. If they don't win the series against the Yankees, they'll be out of it. They have to look to sweep the Yankees to get back into the race.
All right. All right, so we've done baseball. Where else do you want to go now?
There's nothing else in sports I'm paying attention to. I didn't even watch these games last night because they started like 10:15.
Well, I know they're out on the West Coast, and I know that they have to start them late, at 7 o'clock and stuff like that. But you're right; it makes it impossible to watch them because you just can't stay up.
No, that's the way it is. Yeah. I mean, you can't start the game there 5 o'clock to appease the East Coast. The people work in the West Coast. Well, some people work on the West Coast in California, not all. But you have to have the game at a feasible time for them to watch it, too. So it's the way it goes. What are you going
to
do?
Hard to believe that baseball is down to just 20-some-odd games left in the season.
The year flew by.
The summer really did. I can't remember it, especially the baseball season, going by so quick.
They say the older you get, the faster it goes, and it looks that way.
Well, I tell you, it flew by this year because tomorrow night is the NFL's back.
Yeah, what a shame that is, huh?
I love it. The coaches now in these leagues are not taking anything from reporters. Somebody was questioning the Philadelphia Eagles coach, what's his name, about his starting quarterback. And he gave him an answer, and the reporters kept asking the same questions. And he finally got stern with him and just, you know, basically shut him down. That's what reporters have to learn. When you ask a question or someone asks a question and someone answers it, don't follow up with the same question. You're going to get the same answer.
It's okay for an NFL coach to do that, but if the president does that, he gets in trouble. It's pretty funny.
Well, but Bill Belichick handles the press about as well as anybody can. One word answers. He meets all the requirements.
I told you. What you need to do is just give them totally weird answers. Like if they ask, well, what about your starting quarterback? You know, I got this beef stew recipe yesterday. It was just tremendous. Next question. Just give them, tell them whatever you want to tell them. Who cares what those idiots ask you? They're a bunch of jerks.
Well, they're not a bunch of jerks, but they're just pushing.
Not they're jerks. They're idiots. They ask questions to try to anticipate a problem that's coming up. They think they're all Nostradamus. Steve Carlton was the best. They never spoke to the press. That's the best way to do it. Keep them guessing. Let them write whatever they want, because if you don't answer them, anything they write probably not true.
All right. So that's it in sports. Are you getting ready for your NFL pick tomorrow?
Yeah, I got a coin out.
I don't have a coin or anything like that. We'll see. I just can't believe that the NFL is starting already. Baseball has 20-some games to go, and they're already talking basketball now. Ugh, I tell you.
Basketball?
Yeah, basketball. Basketball.
They still play that game?
Yeah, they do. They do. They play it.
A kid that lives in my complex, really good player. He goes to a private school around the corner, and kid's projected to be a first-round NBA pick in 2020. He just verbally committed to Villanova yesterday, and his partner at the school is a big news of where he's going to. They're probably the two best players in the state.
All right.
Nice kid, too. Right. I tried to coerce him to go to Kentucky, but it didn't work.
All right. Well, I'll coerce you to come back tomorrow. I'll make you an NFL pick.
I'll be here. I got the coin out.
All right. Take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.